As you know, we've been trying to help our listeners who rely on snail mail. Now, I know you might think this is a thing of the past, you know, where you go to the letterbox and you get a letter, but sometimes you need things like, we've had correspondence from people that have done courses that are waiting on accreditation in the mail in order to get a job. It's just not good enough. It seems to take, in some cases, weeks for the mail to arrive, and we've been trying at first, very politely requesting Australia Post to have a chat with us, but there's no one. You cannot believe it. For a kind of government organisation to have no one available to address the issue for over, what, nearly 2 weeks now isn't acceptable. I read in the paper today that the union have said that they've had some meetings with Australia Post in regards to replacing workers. My gripe is not with the workers at Australia Post. Far from it. It seems that people leave and they're not replaced. And they're working overtime, believe it or not, trying to get the mail out to us. But why is it so bad? Martin O'Neill is the Assistant National Secretary of the Communications Workers Union and is joining us right now. Martin, good morning to you.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you as frustrated with Australia Post as we have been?
I certainly am, Steve. Australia Post are having meetings with some in the union, but they've actually excluded me from all meetings and all correspondence because I've been speaking out publicly on these reduction of existing service standards that Australia Post basically are saying that people have been over-serviced and they make in excess of a 94 delivery standard percentage-wise. They're up to 98.5%, so they're actually saying that 4.5% is a buffer. They've got a staffing freeze on at the moment. No new staff to be employed unless it's signed off by the a general manager. It has to go through 6 or 7 layers of management to get the nod. If it doesn't get the nod, it has to go back down through the 6 or 7 layers of management again. They're proposing that next day delivery in Victoria, New South Wales is going to go for a number of regional towns, again, because they're over-servicing the customer. We believe that Australia's got the world's best postal service. We make no apologies for speaking out publicly. And, you know, we've made a number of representations to Australia Post about the damage that they're doing to the brand.
I can't believe that stat. I just find it hard to believe, based on the amount of evidence that we've collected over the last couple of weeks, where people have given examples of mail or cards or whatever that just didn't arrive or haven't arrived on time. We're talking weeks after it was actually posted. Australia Post, though, there's no one available in management to speak. They're all doing training. Training in what?
I'm not sure, Steve. There are. So Australia Post have a significant amount of resources, and I'm bewildered why they can't actually speak to
us. Last time I checked, they were part of the government structure. Was that correct?
Yeah, they still are. They're a government business enterprise. They actually announced their $244 million dividend to the federal government on Friday. It was buried late Friday afternoon. The CEO's salary increased from $2.8 million to $4.7 million.
Good on him.
His remuneration package. So
maybe they could get him some talking lessons, and he might be able to come on the radio and have a chat. The other thing that really annoys me is the fact that they're talking about privatising Australia Post. Will it be better if it's privatised?
Oh no! Look, I don't think so at all. I think that companies that stay in the public hands, at least the public, you know, have some sort of control. I mean, I'm assuming that all of this angst from the public, you know, sooner or later, Australia Post are going to have to open their ears and listen to what their customers are saying.
Well said.
And you're right what you said too, Steve, about the mail. You know, the mail volumes are declining at some 4 to 5% a year, but we're talking about a generational change here. Many people still rely on the mail. We don't want to see what has happened in Europe, where declining standards actually led to steeper decline in mail volumes. We think the decline in mail volumes can be mitigated in a sensible way by posties delivering small packages. The internet online, you know, is the internet retailing is booming. That's probably going to be the saving grace for the posties. I mean, looking
all right.
20 years
well,
time,
I've got to leave it there, Martin. I'm with you, and we've been saying all those things that you're saying for the last couple of weeks. We acknowledge that it's a dying art, but there's still documents that are needed by various people. Thank you for your time today. Good luck. Hopefully, they might talk to you, and they might even talk to us one day. The invitation for Australia Post stands. If you'd like to come onto the program and explain why it's so bloody slow, then I'd love to hear from you.